Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
Lot of receiver talk right there. And I got this board. Bulldog spared himself a look at the board. He didn't come in.
Yeah, that's right. And I assume that'll be gone tomorrow when we begin our last show before the first round of the draft. Because I imagine Jer and Joe are bringing it to their party at Resurgence tomorrow night.
I feel like now maybe they would just leave it here until 6-ish and then come and get it.
That might be nice, too. Although, I don't know. I don't need to see it again. I'm familiar.
I don't either.
I think I know the names.
I know the names. It's been adjusted today.
Oh.
There are more names on it than yesterday.
Come on, really?
Yes. We were talking about it early yesterday. You were talking about the stickers. That was yesterday.
Yeah, they were peeling off of it.
That's still happening.
Yeah.
And I counted there were 13 names, and today there are 15.
I didn't think there was room for two more names on.
Well, there's room for even another one, I would say.
Wow.
There
are
little
to the side, or are they stacked up with them? Well, all right.
Somehow two names have been added.
It's an efficient board they've constructed.
I assume, I mean this with respect and admiration. I assume that if 14 receivers go before pick 28, that we're fine picking the 15th at 28 because just get one. Is that why there are 15 names on this list, that they're all okay, they're all the same, they're all worth it? There's no actual meaning to the analysis of the player. Just get one of them and we're all good.
I can't specifically speak to how the morning show and the wide receiver train has been going about this. So I don't know if the goal is these are, any one of these guys at 28 would be fine. I mean, that seems probably absurd because there's guys on there that I don't even think I would want to pick at 28.
I've got guys in here I would not want to pick at 88.
Oh, wow.
Jalen Polk, the third best receiver on the Washington Huskies, is now like, that's okay.
He's just on that board now? Yeah.
Oh, he's on here. Yeah, he's on. He is so on here.
Yeah. I might like him as a player, but yeah, not on Thursday at midnight or whenever they're going to pick. No, I don't think that should have to happen.
I haven't decided if I want to be awake for it. Well, I guess.
Come on.
I guess no, I do. I want to know. I want to know right now.
Yeah.
But I am just dreading the trade up.
Yeah.
Buzz. I'm just dreading it. I'm dreading it. You already know. You've been through it. I just feel like it's such a bad idea. And, of course, if the Bills do it, Bills fans will love it.
Right.
And defend it any way they can. Like, just whatever it takes. Just to, the most strained arguments you've ever heard on this radio station will just line up if the Bills trade next year's first and second to get to Brian Thomas Jr. I mean, it's just going to be it's going to be the worst. It's going to be the worst.
Well, you'll have me by your side for a lot of it anyway. I mean, I'm not monitoring your social media, so I can't control what you do or don't do there. But, you know, I went through this 10 years ago. So
you went through it and you came through it.
And I came through it. And I came through it. And what have I learned? Nothing. I've learned nothing. I was dead set against a trade up for Sammy Watkins 10 years ago. I got hammered by the fans when exactly the scenario you just laid out happened. We spent, I don't know if it was weeks, but days talking about it. I'm like, no. I don't have a quarterback. This is crazy. Don't do it. And they did, and I continued to say they shouldn't have done it. I don't like it. And of course, by then everyone was just, you know, drunk on Sammy Watkins. He's on the Bills. He's going
to
be great.
You guys have to watch the tape. So, go to YouTube. It's this new app. Go to YouTube and watch Sammy Watkins play for Clemson, and you'll come
here
around.
Here I am, 10 years later, and look. I'll play my part here. I am certainly open to it. It's not my favorite idea. But I would do it. I will not be upset if they traded. I don't know about a first and a second for Brian Thomas Jr. Because I've always thought that was like a more modest trade up the board, and I don't know about that. But like a bigger trade that cost me even more up to get a Dunze, I'm open to. A more modest trade up, I'm certainly open to as well. But like a 1 and a 2 for Brian Thomas Jr. That's just an example you're making there. That sounds like too much to me, but what do I know? I'm super excited.
I want to hear that, but I want to say, like, my best guess now is that to get to Brian Thomas Jr., probably at best the fourth receiver to go tomorrow night, you need to move up at least 14 spots, which would cost you a 1 next year, and maybe you get a 3rd Friday, which is good, and then maybe you're giving up 1 or 2 Saturday picks, which I think the Bills would find doable. Mm-hmm. Because I think the more I listened to, all I did all morning was just sort of, I was just like, I don't know. Maybe somebody in their lives have had a cold and they just watched game shows or soap operas all day. Has the show ever sounded older? Like, that's what I did all morning with draft podcasts. I spent 5 hours listening, taking breaks for Margot, listening to, you know, Silva and Davis Maddock and 5 other people.
I should have done that. I have a cold, and
I should
have spent my morning or early afternoon doing that. You know what I started to say there. I love Zach with Happy Draft Day Eve. Like I am starting to really feel the excitement of the potential, and this does not have to be a commentary on being excited about a massive trade up and paying 3 or 4 assets for one player. It just simply is that if the Bills get this right, whatever they do, whether it's a big trade, a moderate trade, a no trade, a trade back, a trade for a veteran even, the opportunity that they have in front of them here to get a weapon to pair with Josh Allen, like, if they nail it, I mean, second contract, right? I mean, we won't know this for a while here, but it's like a guy to ride Josh Allen through the rest of his career almost. I mean, he's already 6 years in. Like, if you get this pick right and, you know, 4 years in, sign the guy to an extension, you're looking at 8 to 10 years of this guy being on the Bills with Josh Allen, and how much longer than that is Allen even going to play? Like, it's a significant moment in the trajectory of Allen's career and thus the Bills as a franchise, because they have this opportunity with this guy here playing quarterback to continue to be a contender, and man, the stakes are very high. Like, if they get this right, they could really be set up, and I just find that almost breathtakingly exciting.
You want Burrow and Chase.
Yeah.
You want, you know, Allen is whatever he is, 6 years in.
Yep.
But you want, you know, take it from here.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun to think about. I mean, in terms of the discussion about how to do it, you've got a year this year where almost everybody agrees there's a long list of viable players for that role to varying degrees, but the guiding principle has to be that you don't know which ones will be the best. It obviously will not go in a straight line, even, dare I say it, including the top three guys. Brandon Bean doesn't know the difference between, in terms of career outlook, A.D. Mitchell and Ricky Pearsall any better than he knew the difference between Dalton Kincaid and Sam Laporta, or Kyrie Elam and Christian Benford, who went five rounds later. Like, you have to know what you don't know and do the rest from there. And the Bills can do exactly what you want without trading away essentially two or three other probable starters, players you would expect to start on a team that just got old and lost several key players, including that wide receiver one that already was going through the career with with Allen. All right? So it all stems from that. And if this team acts like it knows Brian Thomas over Pearsall or Franklin or five other guys, if not more, I just will be dubious for the foreseeable future.
You will, I think, continue to be dubious because they are going to prefer a guy. Like, that, everybody is. Like, that's the job. Like, I know you could just sit back and just, like, pick the names out of a hat, but, like, your biases, your opinions are going to enter into it. And so whether they stay put or they move, like, they're going to decide on the guy they like the most. That's it. And, you know, that's just the reality of it.
Just don't trade three picks for it. You're right. I know. That's correct. That's great. It's just not worth three picks-ish. I don't know. It doesn't have to be three. It might be four. It could be two. You know, it could be it could be perfect. It could be that you're trading Saturday picks that everybody in the world will say they didn't need. You know, like, to move up.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. If it falls a certain way and they can move up, you know, a modest thing like they've done the last couple of years and still get the guy that I'm describing that they would have had targeted, then, you know, then that'll work out great. But I'm not as worried about how the sausage ends up getting made, I guess. Like, I recognize that there is a conversation to have and a debate to have about it, and I'm engaged in it. I'm not blowing it off by any means. But I am, excuse me, very much kind of like where I started out back in January, which is, you know, a little bit like you said. I mean, it's not exactly 14-8. Bring me a guy, and you know, the better he projects, the better he's thought of, the higher rated he is, I'm going to be here for that. I know there's no guarantees. I'm just excited to get the potential of this guy, whoever he ends up being, in the shopping cart some way, somehow. I'm just really excited by that.
I understand. I think that's completely reasonable. I, for the record, this is 10 years ago, probably about to the day, loved the Watkins trade.
Right.
Not because I didn't know the math. I know the math better than I did 10 years ago. Now there's no doubt that, like, a move like that is totally, I don't want to say necessarily going to fail, because that's not right. You don't know that. But it's definitely bad math. I didn't know that well 10 years ago. But I left our show and went to a bar and sat around 200 or 300 Bills fans who were screaming at the TV when it was announced they'd made this trade with the Browns, and I decided to enjoy it.
Yeah, sometimes you want to just get out of the way.
I decided to enjoy it because I've had sort of this difficult sometimes with sort of like, go Bills, and you know what? This time I'm down. I'll do it. And I thought it was better for us. I was never faking, but you know, you're gonna push against this trade. Mm-hmm. I'll put on sort of a white suit and be like, oh, no, it's actually good.
Oh, hold on, Bulldog. Let me tell you how smart this was.
I don't think I ever said smart.
No, I know.
But
I know.
Here's an interesting thing to think about, though, that, you know, you can have this if you want it. How far did that trade really set the Bills back? So that was in 2014. In 15, they would not have had a first-round pick because they spent it on Watkins. By 15, they were off of the quarterback. By 17, with all new everything, they were in the playoffs. Two coaches, hence, right? Rex had come and gone. Rex wasn't here for that trade. It was Marone who made that, right. who was the coach of the team, right. when they made that trade.
Don
Rex
Whaley. Yeah.
With Whaley. Rex, and for essentially Whaley as well, had come and gone. And then in 17, with Watkins on the roster to start camp, they're in the playoffs. They were super lucky. That was not a good team, but they were in the playoffs.
Right.
That happens too. That's another reason why you should not trade up, because you want to respect the randomness of all this.
But did they really miss the guys they didn't get to pick? No. I mean, it took them a few years to get there, right? And 17 was not a great year, like you're saying. But
19, it ended the drought.
Yeah, right. That's right. So, a part of this for me, like, I totally hear the you know, two or maybe even three starting players for you. Okay, I mean, that's if you hit them all. I mean, let's factor in the randomness that right. you're referring to
sure.
begin with.
Sure.
So, okay, so, you know, maybe, two out of three would be a good hope. Whatever. I'm just not that worried about the guys they're not going to get to pick. Like, I think a lot of the other positions aren't as vital. They'll get guys. They will field 11 players on both sides of the ball and even special teams. And, maybe for me, the trade way up got hot, certainly got hotter when the Diggs trade got made. And I made this point yesterday. I've made it a few times. Like, I'm not as freaked out about their financial situation because they have swallowed all of the Diggs dead money in one swoop here. So maybe it won't be as hard to find a veteran safety if they don't get one in this draft. I mean, I don't know, you know, for this year, you know, you hope you get by with what you got, but next year they may have the ability to supplement the roster with free agents in a way that this year they barely could. And that offsets what I don't do in the draft. I mean, ideally, it's a young player that's cheap on a rookie contract drafted in the third round or whatever. And, like, I know, I recognize the value of that and the difference of signing free agents is more expensive. But I just think they have more flexibility now. And when the Diggs trade happened, the financial part freed me up. And then I just started thinking about Brandon Bean trading away Stephon Diggs and what does he have in mind. Like, is he just going to sit back here and wait for it to fall to him, or is he going to go get a guy? And he's been a go-get-a-guy type of guy as a GM here. So that all just sort of built up and led to me sort of, okay, I'm here for this. You want to go up? Go way up.
Well, this is downright civil, sadly, so far. I mean, I can get you, if you
I
want.
I didn't mean to say the wrong thing.
If you want, I can get you Aaron Schatz, who can tell us how the win total won't be affected, whether Chop Robinson is on the Bills. I mean, or anybody else I would pick with those two or three players. I mean, what is that going to do to the spread?
Right.
But what is Brian Thomas versus Keon Coleman going to do to the spread either? Nothing. It's all meaningless. That's where we end up. Isn't that exciting? Like, so many conversations about important things in life. You end up like, oh, what's the difference? Whatever.
Please,
it doesn't matter. We're all going to die.
Please call us and join our
die.
Meaninglessness.
Sadly, every conversation sort of lands at that. I'll try to do better. 803-0550. Joe is on WGR. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, go ahead. Come on.
I'm just calling. I called in actually last week in regards to the trade up. You were off, I believe, speaking of Mike. And I can't say how much I agree with you more than if we make this trade up, what's going to happen, like you just said, It's a complete crapshoot. So we're going to trade away three future starters for a possible future starter in a wide receiver who we know nothing about in regards to how he's going to pan out. It's going to set the franchise back tremendously if we miss on that pick. And it's one thing if you're just trading away that second-round pick that we just got for Diggs. I respect that. But when you're talking future first-round picks, future second-round picks, those are supposed to be impact players, which this team does not have currently. So if we make this trade, I'm all in. I trust Bean. I trust McDermott. But that's like as if you're putting in a 10-pick parlay saying this is the one that can set me free from financial or set my financial future in the future. Well, I'm sorry. I'm just
You're okay.
My mind right now.
No, we got you. Yeah, but, I understand. Yeah. You're speaking my language with parlays.
Exactly. I just don't think that this is a smart idea. It could set us back tremendously. And I hate to see that when we also have people on defense such as your safeties. We need a corner, in my opinion. We need an edge rusher. We need D tackle. We have no depth. So we're going to go and make a move for a player that in a position of where a team would normally do if they feel they're one player away. We are not that team right now. So it's almost like I get it as a child in me. I would love to see the trade up and see the drama and all the above. But the realist in me says that is the dumbest move we could make at this point in time where this football team is.
Okay, Joe. Listen, let's get this question. Thank you, Joe. Let's get this question in while we're right here. Do you think they're going to do it? Because
I think they're going to die trying to do it. I don't know if they'll find a match, but I'll bet they are burning the phones up right now.
Okay, so I'm not trying to pin you into a corner, but you're saying you believe that this is your opinion is that they want to move up.
Yes.
You've read people speculating like that because whether it's 5 years ago with Oliver or other times, I have fun with this. Like,
yep.
Aren't you the one who tells me not to believe anything? Like, why is this year different for this?
What I am doing more than anything else is ignoring. I mean, I'm reading mock drafts. I'm reading analysis. I'm reading scouting reports of the receivers. This is all based on, to me, Bean's track record, his behavior, how he's handled these situations in the past, and the fact that he traded away Stephon Diggs and let Gabriel Davis walk in free agency. I just feel like this team, did they have a purge of veterans? Yes, they did. But I happen to still believe this team is in contention. I don't think they're backing up. And I think Bean will act like someone who needs to fill a giant hole in his receiver core. That's so I'm not basing it on what – nothing against any of these people. I mean, I respect and read a lot of them. Any of the draft experts, our guy, Trapasso, Joe Marino, Lance Zierlein, the big man, Daniel Jeremiah, all of them, I'm taking it all in. But I'm not thinking they're going to – they want to trade up because of what any one of those people has said or written. It's because of watching Brandon Bean do this job for the last 5 years.
Okay, fine. And I'm going to later want you to name as many as you can of these draft people in like 15 seconds to see how many you get.
That was really good.
That was like five people in 4 seconds or less. That's a good pace.
Thank you.
You're on a pace for 80 home runs and 230 RBIs this year.
I definitely would have petered out there. Like, I stopped when I stopped. If another name would have clicked in, I would have said it.
All right. Here we go. 803-0550 today. Sal Capaccio, Chris Trapasso. What do you think they should do? What do you think they will do? It's tomorrow. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, back after this on WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.